Looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Good evening, everyone. It is Sunday, July the 11th, 2021. It is currently 5:19 p.m. Central Time, and I'm coming to you from the sanctuary of Victory Baptist Church, located right here in Ovalle, Texas. Right in front of me, I have a Bible. It is open to Psalm 37, and this is part 9 of our devotional Bible study exercise on Psalm 37. And hopefully, if you've been listening to part 1, 2, if you listen to part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, hopefully you've learned more about Psalm 37 than you have ever known before. Hopefully you've grown in your understanding. Hopefully it's been beneficial. Hopefully it's been challenging. And always remember, if you have been participating in the Bible study exercise and you've taken notes and you've done the assignments, feel free to send them to me, newsif@yahoo.com, newsif@yahoo.com. I love to see what you've done. If you've been participating in the Bible study exercise, what you've learned, what challenges you've stumbled upon, any feedback you want to give, wonderful. Again, the Bible study exercise is designed, it is created, it is put together in a very specific way to try to move you from being sitting there being a passive listener to being an active participant, trying to get you actually involved in the study of God's Word. I'm trying to find a group of people who are committed to studying God's Word and they want to participate in the Bible study exercise. And remember, all you have to do is you do the work, you send it to me, and I'll say, yes, you did wonderful there, or I'll take it and come back and turn on the microphone and add this to the discussion. So I hope you've benefited from it. I love the feedback on the Bible study exercises. I am committed to the Bible study exercises because looking at the world right now, looking at what's going on in the church, we need Christians committed to daily Bible study, digging into the scriptures, not just kind of just looking them over, but really active Bible study. And I'm trying to, present it to you. And look, it doesn't require any money on your part. You don't have to pay anything, right? There's all kinds of Bible study guides and material that you have to pay for. Here, all you have to do is, download a podcast app and just listen, all right? So, please, use these, share them, get a group of people to do the Bible study exercises together. And if you have problems or questions, all you have to do is email me, and that's free too. And I will immediately turn on the microphone and do my best to try to provide you the answer. All right. So we're always available. We're always there. I do want to say, now I do have to mention this. We have people who do support us, and I am very grateful for every single person who supports us, no matter how much you support us. But I want to say this, and I just want to put this out there. If you go to theologycentral.net and you hit the donate tab and you send us a gift like $10.66, leave a note saying you're sorry it's not more. Please don't do that. $10.66 we received $10.66 the other night from someone donating through the donate tab at theologycentral.net. I want you to know that is significant to us. Right? It's not insignificant. You may feel $10.66 is insignificant. It is very significant to a little small church in the middle of nowhere. It is very significant. I've said it before. If you look at right now, I just looked at our numbers for today. 9,000 downloads and streams today. 9,000. All right. If only 1,000 people out of that 9,000 gave $1, right? Just $1. And I mean, that would be crazy. That would change. I wouldn't even know what to do with that. I mean, that would literally change this church. That would be transformative to this church as far as what we could do with that much money. So please don't ever apologize for the how small a gift is. There is no small gifts. Every gift is significant. So thank you. And to anyone who gives, thank you very much. But again, all of our content is always going to be free. We're not going to charge. We're not going to put it behind a subscription paywall. We're not going to do any of that. If I can make 2,000 episodes in a year, if I could pull that off, then all 2,000 will be free. You don't get like 30 minutes free and the rest you have to pay for. No. And whatever we're doing, Bible study exercise, if I'm putting content on the VBC Bible Institute podcast, which I need to get back to, whatever we're doing, it's free. It's right there for you. Don't ever feel any obligation to give. But if you do, please don't ever think your gift is insignificant. Even if it's a dollar, that is significant. I really, really, really mean that. So thank you I'm just going to say thank you to anyone and everyone who has given in any way, shape, or form. Whatever you've done, it's always been beneficial and it's always been helpful. We may try to do a book giveaway soon. We may try to do that, and we do the book giveaways when people are giving. I always feel bad, so then I want to give back, and so then we'll do free book giveaways. So I got a book that I'm waiting for it to show up. I think it'll show up tomorrow, and I'm going to look it over, and if I think it's beneficial, then we'll make it available to people, and we'll do something, all right? So we say all of that. Now let's get busy, right? We've got Bible study to do. It's Sunday evening, right? Sunday evening, the Lord's Day. Let's open our Bibles, Bible notebook, pencils, and now this is going to be a Bible study exercise where I'm going to give you most of the work. I'm going to give you most of the work, and sometimes those go really well, sometimes they don't, but I think that's what we need to do right here because I think we're on to a very fascinating subject, okay? Are you ready? Here we go. Psalm chapter 37. Before I say anything about the chapter, I want you to consider the following. And I'm going to ask this in a question, and I want you to think about this. As a Christian, when you look at the world around you, and you look at the evil and the depravity and the ungodliness, and when you see how bad it seems to be getting all around you, I want to ask you a question. What are two things you need to remember to help you handle yourself and conduct yourself correctly in the midst of such ungodliness and wrong? What are two things you need to remember? And let me state it this way. What are two things you need to remember? You need to remember them, or here, let me state it this way. What are two things you need to know about the future in order to help you conduct yourself correctly in the present when it comes to living in a world of ungodliness? Let me state it that way. When I say you need to remember these things, you need to remember them because they're in the Bible, so you should have already know them. But let me state it in a different way. What are two things you need to know about the future to help you conduct yourself properly in the present in the midst of ungodliness and craziness of the world in which you live? What are two things you need to know about the future that will help you live correctly in the present in the midst of ungodliness? Can you name those two things right now? Two things you need to know. Now, if you've been reading Psalm 37, you should know them. So then I'll go back to what two things do you need to remember, okay? But I think it comes across better with a little bit of wordplay if I say what two things you need to know about the future in order to know how to live correctly in the present in the midst of ungodliness. I think that's I like that future-present kind of concept there. But in some ways, it's things you need to remember. And they're found here in Psalm 37. All right. So instead of reviewing, I'm not going to review everything about Psalm 37. I'm going to do this. I'm going to demonstrate what I'm referring to. First, Psalm 37 clearly points out that we live in a world that's really, really messed up. Look at Psalm 37, verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. There are evil people and there are those who do and work iniquity. You live in the midst of that. It's all around you. Not only you also have the depravity and ungodliness in your own heart, but you live in a world that's all around you. Look at this. Look at verse 7, Psalm 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. All right. We live in a world where people prosper in the evil way and they bring about their evil plans and ideas. You live in a world where there are evil workers. There are evildoers. There are those who prosper in their evil, and every evil plan they come up with, they bring it to pass. It is successful. Now, what do you do in the midst of all of that? What do you need to do? Well, there are two things you need to know. There are two things you need to remember. The first one is found in verse 2, Psalm 37, verse 2. These evil workers, all these people who do evil things, they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. All right. Look at verse 7. Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in the way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. They shall be cut off. Verse 10, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, yet they shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. So the first thing you need to remember, the first thing you need to know is the future of the ungodly. You need to remember and you need to know the future of the ungodly. If you want to know how to live in the present amongst a world of ungodliness, you need to remember the future of the ungodly. They will be cut down. They will be cut down. As verse 10 says, I'll let yet a little while and the wicked shall not be. Yeah, a little while and they will not be. They're going to be cut down. There's going to be a future judgment. You need to know and remember the future of the ungodly. When you see them being successful, when you see they seem to be prospering, when everything seems to be going well for them, and you may want to get jealous. You may want to get envious. You may want to get anger. You may want to get angry. You may find yourself burning with rage. You may want to find yourself wanting to fight a culture war. You need to calm down and you need to remember and you need to know the future of the ungodly. But there's a second thing you need to know, a second thing you need to remember. Look for it carefully. Psalm 37, verse 9. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Look at verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. So those who wait on the Lord and those who are meek, we will inherit the earth. So we need to remember the future of the ungodly, and we need to we need to know the future of the ungodly, and we need to know those who are trusting in the Lord and those who demonstrate meekness. They will inherit the earth. So if we are trusting in God, waiting in him, and we demonstrate meekness, right? In other words, those who are following and trusting God, not handling ourselves in an incorrect way, right? The idea is we will inherit the earth. So we need to know the future of the ungodly. We need to know the future of the godly. We need to remember what will happen to the ungodly, and we need to remember what will happen to the godly. All right, so let's go through this again. The evildoers, they're going to be cut off, right? They're going to be brought down. They're going to be cut down like the grass. They're going to wither. They're going to be gone. But those, and they're described two ways. Those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth, and the meek shall inherit the earth. Those who wait, that's waiting, trusting in God to take care of the, in other words, the ones who wait in God and trust in God. Look, here's the wicked. I can go out there and get angry and try to fight, or I can step back and remain calm, trust in God, and God will take care of this. And I stay focused on what I'm supposed to do, which is preach the gospel and live out my Christian life. And I need to demonstrate meekness, and I will inherit the earth. So there's two things you need to know, two things, in a sense, you need to remember, right? The future of the ungodly and the future of the godly. Now, here is your assignment today. You ready? You have a twofold assignment. Number one, what does it mean to be meek? What does it mean to be meek? The meek shall inherit the earth. I want you to do a word study on meekness. I want you to remember that concept is going to be repeated in the New Testament. So what is the Hebrew word for meek right there? What is the Greek word for meek? What is meekness according to the Bible? Figure out what meekness is. So first, just start with looking up the word meek in a concordance. See how it's used throughout the Bible. Meek, meekness, see how it's used, right? Just look at the different verses, see how it's used. Then look up the Hebrew and the Greek. How many different Hebrew and Greek words are translated meek or meekness? See what they mean. See if you can kind of summarize that, give you a basic idea. And then look up meekness and are meek, and a Bible dictionary. That's what you need to do. So first find every place in the Bible where the word meek or meekness is used, right? I'll go through the, I'll help you really quick. I'm going to lay this out for you. You need to do a word study on this idea of meek or meekness, right? First thing you need to do, find every verse in your Bible, Old and New Testament, that uses the word meek and meekness. Read those verses and kind of summarize what they teach you and tell you about meekness, right? Then look up the Hebrew and Greek word, or Hebrew and Greek words. Find out how many Hebrew and Greek words are translated meek or meekness. What's the definition of those Greek and Hebrew words? Do they advance your understanding of what it means to be meek and meekness? And then look up the word meek or meekness in a Bible dictionary. What does it say? And then say, okay, if the meek inherit the earth, this is what meekness is. See if you can identify exactly what it is, and then you can look at your life and see, do you need more meekness? Are you meek? Are you the opposite of meek? Understand what meekness is. That's not a full-blown word study. That's a modified, oversimplified word study. I may have to teach you how to do a word study at some point. We may do the word study method of Bible study at some point, but that gives you a simple start, right? Now, once you have figured that out, so the first thing is basically do a simple word study on meek and meekness. Number two, I need you to try to figure out, what does it mean that the meek will inherit the earth? What does it mean that the meek will inherit the earth? When will they inherit the earth? What does it mean that they're going to inherit the earth? What does that look like? How will that be fulfilled? Is that a literal fulfillment or is it a spiritual fulfillment? What does that mean? I need you to figure that out. Now, how do you do this? Well, you look up every verse that speaks of people inheriting the earth. Look up every verse you can find about inheriting the earth and see if you find some kind of agreement or understanding of what that can mean. And the reason I want you to do this is there's not always agreement on what it means that we're going to inherit the earth. Let me give you an example. I've got two sources here. Let me give you an example. This comes from crosswalk.com. This was published last year, August the 31st, 2020. Why will the meek inherit the earth is the name of the article. All right. Now, they go through the first part here. I'm going to skip that. Okay, blessed are the meek. They then go through a discussion of what meekness is by looking up the ancient Greek dictionaries. They go through Bible dictionaries. So they kind of do part of that work for you, but that's okay. I want you to do it for yourself, right? Next, for they will inherit the earth. All right, now, here we go. I want you to listen to what they say this means. This phrase was confusing to me until I understood more of that. Okay, let me read this again. This phrase was confusing to me until I understood more of that longer view God wants us to have. In other words, we are ideally living here on earth while being aware of the life that's yet to come. And our humanness, that can be a hard balance to strike. The inheritance Jesus means, so we're going to inherit the earth. The inheritance Jesus means, this is according to crosswalk.com, means is peace, joy, and contentment in our daily lives, wherever we find ourselves, and hope for our future. Again, this is not a popular idea in a world that places importance on grabbing fame, wealth, and accomplishment as soon as possible. It highlights the things that matter to God versus those of men, and Jesus wanted the people to see the clear difference between the two. All right? So what's interesting here, okay, I got to refresh the page. All right, let me go back through this again. I'm kind of baffled by what they do. They don't really offer any further explanation. I was trying to look to see if they offer any further explanation, and the page went all crazy. So they believe that the inheritance Jesus means, when Jesus says we're going to inherit the earth, it just means peace, joy, contentment in our daily lives, wherever we find ourselves, and hope for the future. That's what it means. So I'm going to inherit the earth means I'm going to have peace, joy, and contentment. Is that what that means? Now, go back to Psalm 37. Wait, okay, look, don't fret yourself. Don't become so upset. Don't become envious at all of these wicked people. You need to know and you need to remember they're going to be cut off. They're going to wither. They're going to be brought down. And you also need to remember that those who wait on God and those who are meek, you're going to inherit the earth. So just know this, that if you're meek and you wait on God, you'll get peace and joy and contentment. Or is he saying, look, they may be prosperous on the earth now. They're going to be cut down. They're going to be removed and you will inherit the earth. Is that what he's saying? What does it mean to inherit the earth? That's Crosswalk. I have right here MacArthur's commentary on this. This is what he says. Page 174. As with other beatitudes, the general result of meekness is being blessed, being made divinely happy, God given the meek his own joy and gladness. More specifically, however, the gentle shall inherit the earth. After creating man in his own image, God gave man dominion over the whole earth, Genesis 1:28. The subjects of his kingdom are going to come someday into that promised inheritance. Largely lost and perverted after the fall, theirs will be paradise regained. One day, God will completely reclaim his earthly domain, and those who have become his children through faith in his Son will rule that domain with him. And the only ones who become his children and the subjects of his divine kingdom are those who are gentle, those who are meek, because they understand their unworthiness and sinfulness and cast themselves on the mercy of God. The emphatic pronoun they is again used, indicating that only those who are meek shall inherit the earth. Most Jews thought that the coming great kingdom of the Messiah would belong to the strong, of whom the Jews would be the strongest. But the Messiah himself said that it would belong to the meek and to the Jew and Gentile alike. To inherit refers to the receiving of one's allotted portion, one's rightful inheritance. The Beatitude is almost a direct quotation of Psalm 37:11, but the humble will inherit the land. For many generations, faithful Jews had wondered, as God's people today sometimes wonder, why the wicked and godless seem to prosper and the righteous and godly seem to suffer. Though through David, God assured his people, yet a little while and the wicked man will be no more, and you will look carefully for his place and he will not be there. The wicked person's time of judgment was coming, as was the righteous person's time of blessing. Now, he views it more as an actual, we'll actually inherit the earth. Jesus will come and reclaim the earth and we will inherit with him. If that's the case, when will that happen? Is that happening now? Are we inheriting the earth now? No, now the wicked is still running around and they're still prospering in their wickedness. So it can't be now. So when will it be? See if you can find where you think it will occur. Now, I know you may go, well, according to my church, I was taught, I'm not asking what your church taught you. Figure it out in scripture. All right, so let's go through this again. Psalm 37, you ready? What two things do you need to know? What two things do you need to remember in order to live your life correctly in the midst of such great ungodliness? The first thing you need to remember, the first thing you need to know is the future of the ungodly. They're going to be removed. They're going to be cut down, right? So temporarily, they may prosper. Temporarily, all of their evil deeds may, all their evil plans may work out perfectly, but it's only temporarily. We have to see things from an eternal perspective. They will be cut down and they will be removed. Number two, you need to remember, you need to know the future of the godly. Those who wait on the Lord, those who are meek, shall inherit the earth. They shall inherit the earth. Those are two things you need to know and remember. Now, what are your assignments? Number one, what is meek and meekness? What is meek and meekness? Find every verse in the Bible that uses the word meek or meekness. Summarize what it means. Look up the Hebrew and Greek words that are translated meek or meekness. What do they mean? See if you get a good biblical grasp of what it means to be meek, because that seems to be a very important concept. Look up a Bible dictionary. What does it say about meek and meekness? And then ask yourself, are you truly meek? All right? Understand that. All right? Now, okay, yeah. We could get into a whole discussion about the Beatitudes, but we won't go into that. And then your second job is to figure out, what does it mean to inherit the earth? All right, how many scriptures refer to people inheriting the earth? Find out how many scriptures mention that. Find them, list them. What do they say? Now, then, what does it mean to inherit the earth? Right? I want you to try to figure that out. See if those scriptures will give you any idea. Now, you can do this. This is what I want you to do. I want you to look up, if you can, a minimum of five commentaries. Five commentaries. You can look up the commentary on Psalm 37. You can look up Psalm 37 about the meek shall inherit the earth. You can also look in Matthew chapter 5. I think it's Matthew 5:5. I believe it's Matthew 5:5. You can look up commentaries on that and just find five commentaries and summarize. You don't have to give word for word. Just summarize. Just write down the name of the commentary and the you know what commentary you're getting it from. Here's what they say inherit the earth means. How many say that it's actually, we're actually going to inherit the earth? And if they do, do they identify when? Do they say it's going to be done in some kind of like, well, that just means that while you're living your life, you're going to have blessing and joy and contentment. What do they do with it? Summarize it. I want you to summarize that. So I want you to look up all the places where it says to inherit the earth, see if you can come up about what that means. Did we get any clue? Look up inherit the earth and at least five commentaries about the phrase inherit the earth. What do they say? And then just anything else you want to write, anything else you can write down about what it means to inherit the earth. When, where, how? We know the who. Those who will inherit the earth are those who are waiting on God and who are meek. All right? Now, when is it going to occur? How is it going to occur? Is it like we're literally going to inherit the earth, or is it just a figurative expression to mean, oh, well, you're going to have joy, peace while you're living on earth? I don't know if that actually fulfills it. All right, that's it. I'm not going to give you anything else. I'm not going to do any more teaching. Remember, Bible study exercise. Sometimes I do the teaching, sometimes I do not. I did not look up the Greek word for, or the Hebrew word for inherit. I did not look up the Greek word for inherit. I did not do that for you. I did not look up the Hebrew or Greek word for meek. I did not do that for you either. Now, there's so much we could do there, but I'm handing it over to you. Now, you can work on that. You need to figure out basically what it means to be meek, and you need to figure out what it means that we're going to inherit the earth. There you go. If you have any questions, if you need me to repeat any of that, well, if you're listening live, you have any questions, this is the time to ask right now, like at this very second. Don't wait a second. Do not pass. You need to ask the question right now if you're listening to me live. If you are listening to me live and you don't have any questions, well, you can tell me you don't have any questions. That's wonderful. Or if you're not listening to me live, simply email me at newsif@yahoo.com. newsif@yahoo.com and say, don't know if I quite understand the assignment. Could you repeat it? And then I will definitely try to repeat it. Or you can just, you know, be kind and rewind. You can just back this up and we'll listen to it again and you can get the assignment. All right. So here's what I want you to take away from this Bible study exercise. You live in a fallen, broken, messed up world. And you're going to look around you sometimes, and the evil people seem to be prospering. They're doing works of iniquity. They're doing evil deeds. And they're coming up with evil plans and schemes, and those plans and schemes seem to be working out perfectly. And as you look around, you can get angry. You can get envious. You can get mad. You can get bitter. And you need to know how to conduct yourself in the midst of that. And there are two things you need to know. Number one, you need to know that the evil will be brought down. It may not look like it now, but they are ultimately going to be brought down. They're going to wither. They're going to be cut down. You need to never forget that. You need to know that. You need to remember that. The second thing you need to know is you need to know the future of the ungodly. You need to know the future of the godly. And we are said to inherit the earth. Those who wait on the Lord and those who are meek are going to inherit the earth. These two theological truths, these two prophetic realities need to have a practical impact on your life Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But we need to do some to study to make sure we understand this. What does it mean to be meek? What does it mean to inherit the earth? I've given you some steps. You can use additional steps to try to come to some answers. Figure that out. If you do the work, send it to me, newsif@yahoo.com. Can't wait to see what you discover. And we'll come back and we'll talk about this probably in another Bible study exercise. I don't think we're ever going to finish Psalm 37. I think this may turn out, Psalm 37 may be the longest Bible study exercise that we've ever engaged in up to this point. But you know what? We're going to finish it. And because I think we're really on to some very, I think this Psalm is, the more I study it, the more I'm beginning to understand it even more and more and more. And I'm starting to see what it's trying to do. And it's pretty amazing when you really start breaking it down and taking it apart. All right, I'll stop right there. Look forward to hearing from you. Everyone have a wonderful night. And I hope everyone have the beginning of a new week. I hope everything goes well. I don't know what this week is going to look like as far as live broadcast, but just be checking in, and whenever I can, I'll be here and we'll be doing some live broadcast, and hopefully they'll be beneficial to you. Can't wait to hear from you. Everyone, a great day. God bless.